Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
Hey, here we go, America. It is going down, it's going down. Well, after everything, what's going on? What's up? Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. It is going down today. We got a star-studded show for you today. We got my co-host in the building. She is star-studded from here to Himalayas, one of the best PRs around the world, all the way raining from the West Coast. Y'all give it up for Lisa Story in the building. What's up, Sean?
Hey.
What's going on with you?
Hey. I'm good. You know, getting ready for this curfew, so I just had to rush home, make sure I was in before 10. Out here in California,
hey.
We don't lock down.
Wow, so a straight lockdown like that?
A curfew. They closing back up.
Wow, what is causing all this? You know, I'm trying to figure out, we have had shutdown after shutdown. I don't want to go too much into it due to the fact we got a star-studded lineup, and I am so proud to have, you know, one of our guests. At least we ain't gonna waste no time
because
we got a full show. So first on the mic, I want to give this brother a lot of airtime. He is so deserving. He's a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. He's a beacon of light into several communities that he has worked in and with his work. So I feel as a pleasure and honor to bring this brother to you first before we start getting all into the groovy. Y'all get it from this Sean. Mr. Sean Curly, a.k.a. Curly Fries. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session.
I appreciate it. Good evening.
Hey, before we get started, yo, before anybody get mad at me, hey, Lisa, you already know we got to do it like this one time. Hold on, Mr. Curly.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with Lisa Story. And right now we have Mr. Sean Curly in the building. Hey, Sean Curly, can you tell America, you know, you're worldwide, we on Apple TV, Roku, Android, and Blog Talk Radio right now. Can you just let everybody know about this organization? First, tell us something about yourself. Let America know who you are and about this nonprofit organization that you're working with called the STEP Program.
Well, my name is Sean Curly, and the STEP Program is Strength Through Empowering People Incorporated. And Strength Through Empowering People Incorporated was founded in 1999. It was geared and designed to help promote positivity with young black males and young black youth. And it has evolved into a holistic, total community development organization. And one of the things that makes our nonprofit so unique is that we are engulfed in the trenches, doing the work, being about the work and trying to make a profound impact in the community. And so I know everybody knows the real Sean Ross, this entertainment icon and personality, but the real Sean Ross that I know is about giving back, is always approachable and always across the country just trying to create positive vibe for the hood. And the hood could be in Cincinnati. It could be in Los Angeles. It could be in Detroit. It's just where our people are there facing disparities and need a hand up. And so we're truly about lifting as we climb with Strength Through Empowering People Incorporated.
All right. And you said you were located where? I'm sorry, I missed it.
We're in Cincinnati. We're in Louisville, Kentucky. We're in Dayton, Ohio, and moving into Columbus, Ohio, as well as Indianapolis, Indiana.
Nice. Definitely need it right now as well.
Absolutely.
I know. Shaw, you there? Where you at?
You know what? I don't know what's wrong with this speaker, but I'm trying to tell you, when you got a big show, everything that will go, when you think it's going to go right, will go wrong. And they tell you my phone's going in and out. Lord have mercy, the speaker. At the studio, the people in the studio, I'm going to whip some butt, take some names, send them all back to 5 miles. I'm done with them. I want to find out, Mr. Curley, what are some of the strongholds that you had to encounter when starting your nonprofit?
Well, I believe really just being legitimate, being credible, showing that not only are you able to create programs, but able to achieve outcomes. And so I think, especially being a grassroots nonprofit organization, oftentimes there's a lot of stigma and stereotype that goes with that. And so I really think some of the challenges that we had to face initially and early on was really just that of being credible. And I tell you, there's nothing more better than a personal testimony from someone that's been through our program, whether it was with our youth development, our leadership academy, our AAU basketball program, our young women empowerment, whatever facet of programming that they've been in, for them to be able to come back and tell the story. And just to see the amount of young men and women that have came through our program who had no clue as to what post-secondary education or college was, have been able to go to college, receive degrees, receive postgraduate degrees, and then come back and make a difference in the community, I think it speaks for itself. But in the beginning, it's rough. And it's still rough to this day because those dollars are so competitive, no matter what great work you're doing in the community. It still has to be paid for.
I get it. Boy, Sean Crow, we love you, man. You know I love you personally. Not just because you're my frat brother, but what you do in the community. But Lisa Stewart, I know it's only one thing that can make this show just a little brighter. And just know, because, you know, Curly, you my brother. Let me tell you, I got another big sister in the building all the way. I'm going to let her tell her story. And, I mean, she's prophetic. She is genuine. She has a heart of gold. And she is committed to the craft of excellence. And none other presenting to Summit Induced to Something and everybody else around America. My big sister, Lisa Ray McCoy, in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's up, Lisa Ray McCoy?
Hey.
I think I got, where is she at? Where's my sister? I got her on. Lisa Ray, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, I mean, I got, I want to be, oh, where is she? Where's my sister at?
Yeah, I'm right here.
There she go.
Oh, there I am. I was over here talking about some, hey, how you doing? What's up?
Okay.
Hey, hallelujah, amen.
Okay. You like calling everybody, like, hello.
Right on. How's everybody going? Good evening.
Good.
Hey, sis, how are you doing today? How are you doing today? That's what we want to know.
Oh, man, it's been a long day. I have been at my store at the Beverly Center. It's my furniture and mattress line is out and so there. And it's been so fantastic to walk into this mall to be able to see the awning that says LR Home Styles by Lisa Ray. I'm like, that's me.
Hey.
So I've been doing videos today. I went live. I've just been marveling and relishing in the fact that, you know, even during this pandemic, the good things have come out of it. And although we have been in a certain place right now, that you can still count some blessings, you know what I mean? And so I choose to be able to keep it on a positive high note instead of the low yeah. notes. So today was kind of a lot for me, you know what I mean? I rushed home and took me a little bath or whatever, and now I'm relaxing on top of the bed, talking to you guys, kicking some knowledge, understanding some wisdom, and bringing some entertainment. What's up?
Hey. I got to get over to that Beverly Center. I have to go over there tomorrow and check you out.
Yeah,
please
so
do. We opened up on Black Friday, so we've
nice.
Been there for a minute, about a week now.
Okay. I will definitely make my round over there.
What you all have in that store over there now? Now, I know you got some good stuff over there now. What you got in that store over there? What part of good and services Lisa Ray McCoy have over there at the Beverly Center? We want to know.
We absolutely do. We do. We not only have some great mattresses, because that's how it ended up starting with mattresses only, because a lot of times that, you know, when we're feeling groggy, especially in this pandemic, and our body is aching because the bed is draining us of our energy, it really depends on what a good night rest we get, how energized we feel in the morning, you know. And so we've always, and I even tease this, you know, I have the first all-black mattress, and I say, you know, sleep black, because once you sleep black, you won't never go back, right? So I said that it's been so many years that we've slept on white mattresses. Why not do a black mattress, you know? And so I have a pillow top mattress. I have the copper top mattress with cooling gel on the other side. And I got into that and started getting into furniture because I didn't see anybody that looked like me in the manufacturing and distribution side, you know. And so, you know, everybody was always saying, I should do a hairline. I should do makeup. I should have a business. And I was like, you know what? Everybody's doing that. I want to do a different type of business. I want young ladies and young girls able to say, you know what? I never thought about the furniture business because it's a $1 billion business, a multi-billion-dollar business
right.
here.
Right.
And I said that I want everybody to be able to, you know, while we BLMing it, you know, it's like, let's support our own. And I just embarked on something that I felt like, you know, that was going to allow me to be able to leave a legacy, to be able to have a multiple end stream, and to be able to have something that I can control and that I'm creative and I can be able to put, you know, forth my creativity to something. And I love being able to put colors and bold colors and different fabrics and stuff together. And I just, you know, my partner, he's been in the furniture business for about 18 years. And when he said, hey, we can do this, I said, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And so we did it, and we opened it up, have our showroom and store at the Beverly Center, and I'm not stopping. You know, I got my jean line that's coming out as well at the top of next year, and I'm in a couple of movies, and I got a Christmas film that's coming out December 16th called it's Holiday Heartbreak, and it's with Michael Collier. AJ Johnson is in it, so it's one of the cute films
okay.
that's on BET. And I got two shows that I'm on. I'm on Family Business on BET, and I'm on UPN, UMC's show called House Divided, and these characters are totally different. I've been working in this pandemic, you know, and I've been having enough time to be able to sit and just reflect and rethink and rebrand and just figure out, hey, what is going to be the new normal, you know?
Right.
Wow, that's incredible. So let me ask you this question. How do you do what you do and it's only 24 hours in the day?
I do more before 6 a.m. than most folks do all day. Ain't that the Army quote?
Yeah.
You know what? I was going through a little of a procrastination stage of just, you know, putting stuff off. And then, you know how we have that whole systematic thing of hurrying up and rushing to do things. And your mama said, well, if you would have took the time to do what you needed to do yesterday, you wouldn't be rushing. You're like, I'll be fine. And I really noticed that I had the procrastination thing. And it's like, you know what? Let's start writing things down. Let's do a to-do list so then you can feel the sense of accomplishment as you check off things that you've done, you know? And I'm a very visual person, so that works for me. I've have been spreading myself so thin till I realized that I wasn't really accomplishing much because I was getting 15% here, 10% there. So then I made some goals for myself. You know, I was like, you know what? Finish, complete, conquer. go and move on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I've been, you know, trying to study and do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just got to say it's an honor and pleasure having you on the phone. And then also my fraternity brother, Sean Curly Fries, have always said, man, that Miss Lisa Ray McCoy is doing it. So at this time, since I like to do things in the now, building prosperity in the community, Sean Curly Fries, can you tell Miss Lisa Ray McCoy about the project that you're unveiling, about the virtual thing that you have for the kids in the Dayton, let's say, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area, the tri-state area?
Oh, absolutely. And first of all, I just think that before we go into that, I just think that it's very, very, very important. I was just listening to what Lisa was saying, and I just think it's so important for us to recognize realness as well as uniqueness. And I know I've had the privilege of being with Lisa on a couple occasions, and it's never been nothing but a genuine reality. And so she's been very much approachable. Truly a diva, don't get it twisted, but just real. And I think some of the things that you are doing definitely need to be supported, because the things in which you don't talk about and which you do, it doesn't go unknown and unnoticed, is the work in which you do in the community. And I know whenever Sean has called, you have always been there. So I just want to thank you as a common man, you know what I mean? Just being able to not only be a beacon of light and hope for not only young women, but black people in general, but just never losing your ability to walk with normal people. And that's so much appreciated, especially in times like this, for you to give up this hour after all that you put through the day before 6 a.m. Don't get it twisted. I just think we need to bow down and appreciate you, Queen. And I just want to say I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. You made me feel like I done did some shit. I mean,
you did do some shit. Don't get it twisted. You did.
You old little brother, Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And this, at the end of the year, before we do a reflection, y'all can do what y'all want to do on this episode today, because this is the end of the season. So, you know, hey, we go ball out till we fall out. Before I do that, Miss Lisa Ray McCoy and Sean Curly Fries, I have to bring one of our big brothers on the phone. He's in the building. Yeah, y'all know who he is. He sees a precedent in the community as well, a beacon of light, and has sowed seed. And so many other brothers of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated and abroad, and myself, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the summit, introducing others, my big brother on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Y'all give it up for big brother Joe Torres in the building.
What a do, what a do. Can you hear me? Y'all hear me?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah,
am I here?
Yes,
am
sir.
I here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's
yes,
up? You're
in the building.
I'm in the building. What's up, Lisa? What's up, Lisa Ray? I'm sorry, not Lisa. Lisa Ray. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, sis? How you doing? Good, 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 good.
Man,
good.
I don't
good
have no complaints, man.
For real? Okay. Well, I'm going to come with her and make you some barbecue biscuits.
That's the first time I heard about some barbecue biscuits, big brother.
Saying, you know, that's some St. Louis, Chicago shit right there. You don't know nothing about, I don't even know nothing about them, but we're going to make them. We're going to make it happen. Hello to everybody on here. Big brush out. What's up with your boy?
You got
everything good?
You got me supported in the building. Your little brother, Sean Curly Fries, out of Dayton, Cincinnati area in the building, and a whole bunch of people on the line in the building. But before we go to this commercial break, I got to take y'all way back. So, Tori, can you tell us what you know how you've been doing and what you've been working on as of late?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't know why I dressed up for nothing. I thought this was going to be some visual, virtual shit, you know, like as usual. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting up here. I'm coming out of Michael Carrier's, you know, Zoom, and I'm sitting up here pimped out, got the purple on, and we on radio. I'm like, man, they can't even see me. Come on, Sean. Anyway, I'm working on a lot, man. I'll be in Mississippi this weekend, Jackson, Mississippi, at the Chuckles. Actually, I've only been performing at, and not, this is no racist, nothing. But I've just been, you know, really just trying to find all the black establishments I can that really, you know, really complements my life. And, you know, from venues to different people, proprietors, and from restaurants to whatever, man, to go into the, you know, 2021. And, you know, and I've only been performing in black proprietorship and Chuckles Comedy Club. It's been in Memphis. They opened up. Mike Ware Jr. and Senior, and then now they're in Jackson, Mississippi. So I'll be there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But at the same time, I've been in Atlanta, Dallas. I was just trying to keep it black, man. Get black. We have an opportunity right now to really love on each other, to support each other, and you know, I'm taking a smooth advantage of that. So that's my message.
Okay. All right. I got some for you, big brother, and I got some for big sister Lisa Ray McCoy. And Lisa Story, I'm going to have Sean Curley give that to y'all. But I have to get y'all thoughts on this song real quick. I'm just going to just play a snippet of it, and then we're going to take it from there. Hold on. Y'all listen to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we're going to, Lisa Story, we got to do it like this one time. We got to take them back on behalf of the late Mary Napier, Grandma.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, I got Lisa Ray McCoy in the building, Sean in the building, Big Brother Joe Torrey in the building. And hey, I got one other special guest, and she's coming in right in a hot second. But hey, I got to get your thoughts on that song right there, starting with the ladies first. Lisa Ray McCoy, Big Sister, what do you think about that song when you hear it?
Let me tell you something. That is Minnie Riperton, and that's old school. You always get me with that. You know what I'm saying? I remember melody and the lyrics and the rhythm and the beat, all of those kind of songs back then, and there was music that we grew up on with our moms and dads and the backyard barbecues and bring back so many memories. But for me, the words is what really grabbed me, because I can't really be grabbed too much by the words and the lyrics of the songs nowadays. You know what I mean? I have to just only go with the beat of it. You know what I mean? The beat right now just makes me cool. It is not the doggone lyrics at all. You know what I mean? So I appreciate old school. The old school is what makes me clean my entire house from top to bottom if I was to clean, but I don't do that no more. So dictate now. You know what I mean? But
right.
I, you know, Minnie Riperton, she take you back. She make you remember why there was a Tina Marie. She make you remember why there's a Mariah Carey. You know what I mean?
Come
so,
on now.
You know, that's that black queen from way back when that we don't mind listening to whenever. So that's my take on Minnie Riperton. I knew exactly who it was from the first. I'm one of those people that you can play Name That Tune with. Like, I would need to be your partner. Like, we would win, because hands down, when it comes to old school, I'm your girl.
All right, there it is. There it is. Lisa Stewart, what you think about that, Lisa Stewart? We got two Lisas on this.
Hey, you know, matter of fact, when she talked about cleaning, I was like, let me go on and reorganize my dresser while this song is playing. That's what it made me do, just go back, because I was thinking my mom was going to come in the room and get me for not keeping my dresser organized. But, you know, I love that song every time. Every time I hear it, it just depends on where I'm at. It, you know, brings back some great memories every time.
All right. Big brother Joe Torre, what do you think about when you hear that song, big brother?
Oh, well, you know, men always have a different, you know. First of all, the beat get us. Women listen to the lyrics first. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they be wrapped all into it and get into it. And men, we listen to the beat. And then, you know, we try to, you know, try to figure it out. But, you know, later we try to listen to the women's vibe, just check they move on, what they're doing. And that's what I remember as far as getting me on a dance floor, or as far as when this beautiful black woman with an app back in the day song with a high note, you know what I'm saying, with that pretty brown skin, and you kind of like, you know, you kind of just put you in the mood, and music puts you in the mood for slow dance or fast dance. And when this record always was on, you always try to find me the finest girl to slow dance with, because that's what it was back in the day. Back in the day, it was about slow dancing and, you know, fast dancing. But it was like, if you could get that girl to slow dance with you and this record came on, woo, you just went.
Talk to me. Yes, sir. Mr. Curly, what you think about that, Sean Curly?
It's in my playlist. I think when I think about the song and Minnie Riperton, I think about somebody that was taken too soon. A lot of people fail to realize and remember that she died of cancer before she was 23 years old. And so when I think of Back Down Memory Lane, I think of Loving You. I mean, her voice is just stellar. It's impeccable, the high notes. But more than that, when I think about Back Down Memory Lane, being in a pandemic, being in a state of transition, I've been in a reflective state. And so I must have listened to that song about 20 to 30 times over the past month and a half. And so something that you really can just let your mind go, give thanks and praises to what you've been through, having a true acknowledgement of where you're at today, and then being able to see the vision and dream of where you're going tomorrow. So I'm able to put that under the holistic auspices of every aspect of my life in real life. And so that's what it means to me.
Okay, let's get down to some business now. I really have to ask this question because I got my big brother and big sister on and my little brother on the phone. Let me get y'all thoughts on this. What are y'all thoughts on this last election? Starting with our Chelsea will make a difference. It's open.
First of all, I think that Trump can't do anything more to disgrace himself and the time that he spent in the White House. I think he has totally ran our country like the reality star that he is and the businessman that he is. And normally that wouldn't be a bad thing to say that he, you know, a businessman can run the country, because businessmen are savvy, and they're used to seeing things come to fruition, and they have relationships that they can reach out to, and they know how to smarouge very well. But he was selfish in the way that he ran the country because it was for self-ego. You know, he put things in place and destroyed things that Obama did for the sake of just doing it. And it was like, why? Why do you have that much time on your hands to be so disrespectful to a president that was there before you? It's like he tried to totally erase his history. And so moving forward, you don't even want to get out of the White House. You are wasting taxpayers' dollars with being able to say, I think that this election was a hoax. It was fake. Fake news reported on this. Be able to recount the vote over and over again just because you ain't proved to us that you was even worthy to hold this office, because there's so much shenanigans and so many cases that he's paid under the table and so many things that he has not shown us. He had enough nerve to even tell us that Obama wasn't from where he was from Hawaii, that he wasn't a citizen. And so it was like, you ain't showed us your taxes. And when he finally did, he paid $750. It's like, where they do that at? And why you not teaching us how to do that, the Americans? You know what I mean? You're talking about make America great again. I don't understand. You know, we listening to folks like Bill Gates that's a multi-millionaire billionaire. Well, he ain't got nothing to do with science. That ain't how you made your money. But yet you coming up with a vaccine and telling us that the black people and the low-income people can have it first. Well, I guess we could, because you want to have us as guinea pigs, and you want to clone us as if though the recorders in the TV and the recorders on our phone and our fingerprints is not on our phone and our laptops that you ain't heard and all kind of information that they want to take from us inside of the privacy of our own home. You guys have done so much, but yet there's so much of an issue of the things that we would like for you to be able to conquer, control, and be able to set the record straight, but you're not even doing that. You have put our country in a democracy. You have put our country in a deficit. You have divided us, and what he did was unveil the fact that there is racism at an all-time high that we did not know. We knew that it existed. We just didn't know it was right next to us. You know what I mean? So he unveiled that in a way in which that makes us now know that half of the country feels like him, because he got over, 70 million of the votes.
74 million.
It was 70 million people that still wanted this man in office that y'all felt like him. It makes us watch our back. And it's making us as a country and as a race come closer together, because now that we realize that we got to have a dream too, you know what I mean? We got to make sure that we make sure that we have somebody that's speaking on our behalf, but we got to get smarter. We got to get united. And there's so much that's happening that's making us go, oh, I did not know that now we're finally and really paying attention. But now we got to put some things in place. We got work to do. And that's what I feel that his presidency did. It just made us realize that it's a must. We got to come together.
The must, the must. Joe T, you know it.
Hey, beautifully expressed, my sister Lisa Ray. Got anything else you want to eat? Lisa Ray, you must be sitting there with an afro on tonight. You got your afro on tonight?
Believe it or not, I had it on last night. I did this commentary video for Shirley Ralph on Diva Simply Singing, and I took that route. I'd go to Afro, the David thing, you know what I mean? Power to the people, sister, and all the cats out there and all of that. So that's funny.
If it wasn't for the internet, we think you was a big fat black bitch. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there shouting with some flip flops and a dashiki. But we know that's not the picture. No, but I'm saying, but Lisa Ray is for real. It's a white woman, an Asian woman, a Jamaican, an Asian, a Jewish. There's so many people that feel this way, and she's giving her opinion as a woman, and just from the woman's point of view. And for me, I mean, I don't pour a fuel on fire that's already out. So fuck Trump. I already been knowing that punk ass motherfucker since he before he was president. So I knew he was about, and he just pimped him. He pimped the movement. I'm saying,
yes,
I mean, you know, if you don't know Trump, then you know that's why I won't say shit. But now he ain't the president no more, or he will be until January. But I don't put a whole lot of bullshit out there in the universe, and because of the fact that you know who I deal with, a lot of Republicans. I get my money a lot from billionaires and stuff. So you know, it, as a good chess move, you know what I'm saying, you don't really know, or you let people know your moves. So
right.
As a black man, I mean, you know, I think it was timing, because I am a big historian of history. And I know how America was made and how it started and who's in charge. So to me, I mean, they can play all the games you want to. But I make a living in Hollywood. Been doing it for the last 37 years. So plus, my SAG card says 1990. That ain't a lot, to who's been here before me. But I'm saying that the government has always written the best stories. You know, Hollywood, we get the Oscars, but they have the best stories because they can always change them, make laws, and they can always reprimand you on what you can say and what you can't say. And the government, come on, man, to put Trump in office right after Obama, to put the antagonist white man, you know what I'm saying, who would just say and do everything to, you know, whatever. And Trump don't know they used him, but the system is a system, and it's not going to change. It's been around before Trump got in it and before all the other presidents and Obama got in it. So, you know, you can sing the song you want to because it's summer or winter or it's Christmas or it's Thanksgiving or it's spring or it's Easter or it's whatever time it is. They've written all that. So my thing is, you know, quit paying attention to, you know, the storyline because that's what they keep feeding you. And if you look at all, you know, if you're in this business, you know that, you know, the storyline is what the
I don't know what happened to Big Brother. You want to get it, Joe T. Joe T, you got your phone hit the mute button. Your phone hit the mute button, brother. Your phone hit the mute button. If you can hear me.
Well, he was
phone.
Getting some knowledge. Yeah, I hope everybody heard that, but let's keep it moving so we can just do that.
Okay. Hey, Curly, what you think? What you think?
I think it's been said. I mean, what's understood don't need to be explained. And so about bringing a level of diplomacy back to the White House, and I think I agree. I've never seen a country this divided. You can feel the tension when you interacting and approaching people that don't look like you. And then you got to think of what this country is built upon what we look like across the globe, across the world. And so in so many ways we've been weakened. But I think Big Bro was talking about don't pay attention to the storyline, man. Just stay woke. Like, it's all hocus pocus. And it's truly time to unify and make sure that we take care of ours, being that our people, family, extended family, and really going back to the village. And so I'm going to let that rest right there where it's at.
All right. Well, I got this little brief tune, and this other young lady definitely going to jump on. And I got to get your opinion. One more time, we're going to talk about next what COVID-19 has done and how can we recover in this time and age during this pandemic and COVID-19. Take a look at, listen to this real quick. All right.
You never understood how I laid my life down.
We back in the building, back in the building, back in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. That was Brick by Brick. And we ain't going to waste no more time. Sean Curly Fries, I need you at this time to tell Lisha Rae McCoy and Mr. Joe Torre. He's back in the building live. I don't know what happened, but, you know, hey, technical difficulties. He's back in the building. Joe T, are you still there? You still with us, big bro?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, okay, I can hear you now. All right,
yeah,
all right,
okay,
Sean Curly.
There we go, man. You know,
all right.
I think that was too much knowledge for them. I think their algorithm and, you know, whatever it was, kind of just like, you know, I think I was dropping too much knowledge, dog. I was dropping too much knowledge.
I was right on time, too. It was right on time, too.
Cut me all off and shit. Well, you know, but I don't know what that was. Hey, man, listen, because I heard you guys, and it's just like I went silent. But I heard what you were saying, and I heard what Lisa said, and Lisa Ray, I'm sorry. I heard everybody, and it was like, we going to do this, but it's like they muted me.
Know,
I didn't mute nobody. Say what?
You know, Donald Trump still got people working right now. So,
it is what it is. And, you know, it proves the point and precisely what we're talking about, which is, you know, you say something wrong on Facebook, IG, or whatever, that's against, you know, the powers that be that run this, you know, this country. Who wouldn't want that? I can't blame them. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
of the fact that, you know, if I could, you know, for real, it's you gotta look at it. If you control every type of negative barb that comes at you, and I say barb as far as a you know, if people don't understand what I'm saying, it is negative influence or propaganda or words coming at you. If you control that on the base or the platform you are, then you can control it. And sometimes that's what it is. It's just that people, you know, you can see how many likes and dislikes you have, and you can just delete or block so you can make your page or...
Right, right. Is it doing again?
Wait, his ass done went out again.
I don't know what's wrong with his role. I know he's here.
In his house. He must be in a corner standing on one leg or something.
But right, you got it. I mean, right when I want Curly to go ahead and do it, he got it. The presentation, little small minute thing that he wanted to let y'all know what he's working on in the community, and definitely wanted you and Joe Torre to definitely be a part of it. So, give me one second. Oh, we can hear you now. But while we got you, big brother, we can hear you now. We have Verizon and Sprint, T-Mobile. We can hear you. So, Curly, go ahead. And
I got iPhone. I don't know why that shit. And I've been on fucking Zoom and live for the last 3 hours. And the minute I start dropping dime and bullshit, or not bullshit, it goes out. For real, because I've been on with Mike Collier. And I've been talking everything else, but the minute we start talking political or I start giving information, we start talking about something of substance, the shit go out.
I'm not
a conspiracist, but I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why is that happening? Because it didn't go out with Lisa Ray. It didn't go out with nobody else talking. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And I don't even talk like this, but I'm like, you know, I don't know if this is sensitive or whatever, you know, whatever.
Right.
Mr.
Curly, go ahead. Hold me, big brother.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Curly, go ahead and tell us what you're working with, what you got in line for Mr. Joe Torre and Miss Lisha Rae McCoy.
Hey, first of all, big brother, Joe Torre, we still waiting on them cigars in Cincinnati, too. The good bro is still waiting on them cigars from Sean Ross' 50th birthday party, big bro.
The fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Cigars.
Now you see how we talk about bullshit, it comes through real clear. The fuck is you talking about, nigga?
And so with our nonprofit, man, it's really inspired by Joe Troy, and we had this conversation before too, because a guy that he brought into our fraternity, Mr. Hawthorne, was one of our founding members. And so what we're doing now is we're really trying to reach back using non-traditional methods and non-traditional ways. And so we're doing leadership academies virtually. We're doing mentoring virtually. We're doing homework and tutoring virtually. And it's hard because of the disparities that our communities face. So you're talking about parents that don't have proper Wi-Fi, don't have proper internet. And so I just think this time has really required us to come outside the norm and the traditional, think outside the box and service the kids. And another thing we're starting to realize, having real life intimate conversation with the babies. I'm talking about fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, all the way up through high school, is that this is the first time in their life that they said they've ever had the real life fear of not death, because death is something we see in our community every day. We're numb to it. But now these young people are saying that they have started to have real thoughts about taking their own lives. And so when it gets to that point, we know that we have to do something on the front line to make sure that we can save as many of these babies as we possibly can, because with the pandemic, being stuck in the house, not having the resources that you need to communicate, it's just all bad for low to moderate income individuals and those that we're dealing with in poverty. And so, you know, I look at the work that Lisa Ray is doing, that Big Brother Joe Torre is doing, and like I said, when you're able to touch and feel living icons, it means a lot. And so those are some of the things that we're doing just in Dayton, Ohio. We're doing the same thing in Cincinnati. We're doing it in Columbus. And we're doing it in Indianapolis. And using the virtual model allows us to touch a lot more people. But in touching a lot more people, we don't want to be able to lose the thought of being able to have those intimate relationships and those one-on-one conversations, which we're able to do offline. And we're also trying to provide workshops and different type of training opportunities for the parents as well. So it really becomes a holistic approach to that being a family.
All right, all righty then. So definitely, you definitely want to get both of y'all to be a part of that process and take care of you as well in that. So I just wanted to definitely let both of y'all know that y'all definitely well appreciate it. And if I don't make an announcement and acknowledge these brothers that are trying to get on the line and say hello, I got Mr. Will all the way from Chicago, Miss Lisa Ray McCoy's hometown. Will, where are you at? Where you at, Will?
I'm right here, Sean. I'm right here. My Go big ahead. Brother, Mac play, brother. Daddy.
You know it.
I just got to say, the last time, and I'm sorry for not being on the calls more, but I work nights, but the last call was iconic. I got to talk to Sugar T and Yo-Yo, but this takes the cake, because on the line, we got Mr. Guy, but is he funny, Tory? Also, Chicago, you know what I'm saying? That's my, come on, man. Two great movies, Poetic Justice and Sprung, and my homegirl, Lisa Ray, Diamond, and also Lisa from one of my favorite movies, The Wood. I got to acknowledge both of those two. Got it. You know, right now I'm doing the I'm not worthy, head bow. And I'm going to buy one of those black mattresses, Lisa Ray. I'm going to get one of those black mattresses.
Well, I sure want to tell you, I'm glad that you acknowledge me, Chi-Town, because that is always what we do, you know.
It is.
It is. It definitely is. When somebody, you meet them wherever, and they go, I'm from Chicago, it's like an automatic, hey, what's going on? Love. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? So I'm glad you were able to join us or whatever. I got to jump off, y'all, because I'm on set. And they have called me on set now to come on down, and graciously gave me this 50 minutes here. So now I'm going to have to piece y'all out a little bit. Y'all going to have to carry on without me.
Okay, well, Chris, I want to thank you for being on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session on the Athlete Story. The whole crew here definitely want to say love you. Mark Bowden, he's still online. He wants to say hello. He says to say, you guys, to say, thank you, sis, for being in the building. All right.
Absolutely. You know, ain't nothing but love. And my folks is on here. Joe, I love you. I love you. You ain't going to believe it. I'm having Granville right now. So
hey, Lisa, when I come back. Hey, Lisa, love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk soon. Appreciate
absolutely.
You. Go and do what you got to do. You got
to
get that
everybody.
Money.
Be careful. Happy holidays to everybody.
All right. Hey, Sean. Lisa got
to
go.
She's trying to get on the line. Yes, sir, big brother.
I'm about to go too, and your last guy I want to check on to, let him know that that was this Joe Torre, not Guy Torre, so get his shit together.
I'm sorry, you're right, bro. Hey man,
listen, it's my time right now. You had your time to blow your fucking horn and you blew the wrong note, but that's okay. It's all good. We're in the same family. I ain't tripping off that. I got to push on too. But, accolades, but, make sure you know who you're talking about next time. You know what I'm saying? You've never been a pussy like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't call the wrong name. And, Sean, I'll catch you later, man.
All right, appreciate you, big brother. Thank you for timing in. All right, Lisa Storr, what do you got to say about this? This has been an incredible hour, enlightening, from A to Z and Z to A. Oh, wow. Okay. And let me see, all these lines are brightened up. Mark Bowden.
It has.
Yes. What's happening, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, what do you think about the show, man? It's been crazy. It's been crazy. Oh, so
man,
like,
that
you know,
was hot. That was a hot show.
Uh-huh. And it's better be, but no, I'm trying to get everybody's number than any. Okay. Oh, Bill Kay. Y'all get up and mention Londa Whitaker is
Booking.
In the building.
It's
yo,
the West
yo,
Coast Diva, Summer Fellow, the leader, catch me on a billboard, moving like a heat seeker. Y'all let me miss Lisa Gray. I was trying to say hello.
Now, we're going to have to blame you. We're going to have to blame the engineer. But I did tell you to say hello.
I was trying to say hello to Lisa Ray, but I got to say hello to my boy Joe. What's up, Joe?
Joe just turned up. Yeah, he just dropped off. He got the baby here.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, it's all love. Hello, everybody else on the line.
What's up, y'all?
We got the West Coast Diva in the building, and I am here in Jersey, chillaxing with my daughter and one of her girlfriends in the hotel, hanging out, just came in. Sinai, Papa
John
said hello.
Hey, Sinai, where you at, Sinai? This is the end of the year. End of the year. Last radio show for me for the end of the year. That's right. And, yo, since I do have you on the line, and I got Mark Bowden from Cincinnati, Ohio. I have Will Chandler from Chicago. I have Sean Curley.
Hello.
Representing
Sean.
Tri-State
hello,
area.
Everybody.
And Lisa Storr, definitely in the building. And I have a couple more people in here that just have, and then I have to get my man Tony Star Media. Tony Star definitely. Yes,
Sean,
indeed.
Can I ask the gentleman a question?
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
How about them Phillies?
Hold on. I gotta ask it, Yo-Yo, right? I love you. I swear I love you. I told you this the last time. But where you from?
I'm from the Winner's Circle.
Oh, see how you gonna play that? Come on, man.
Are you a front runner, Yo-Yo? I'm sorry?
Are you a front runner? Are you running with the Steelers?
I'm the quarterback.
Are you running with the Steelers because they're winning now?
She's always been a Steelers fan. On the West Coast, I give her the blues every
I was a Steelers fan. I became a Steelers fan when Jerome Bettis played for the Rams, and his brother John wanted to do music, and we created a relationship with him and his family. I brought my school to Detroit, and I linked up with his mom and their organization. But I've been a Steelers fan for a long time, and guess what? It feels good to be in a winner's circle. I know all of these men are supporting some football team, and I just want to say, ah-ha.
I still love you. I have you on the phone. I have my man Tony Starr in the building from Tony Starr Media Group, and he definitely can tell you about HHQ and what you got going on, Tony Starr, that you always wanted to ask Yo-Yo. Your number one question.
Hey, I didn't even know I was on here.
Talk about HHQ real quick. Give us a brief headline. Because then we got to give the people some nuggets. And Yo-Yo got a nugget for him. So what you want to just quick hit on HHQ magazine?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, HHQ Urban Magazine, it's a publication I put out to highlight a lot of entertainers, producers, directors, everything from music and film. And we got HHQ Urban Television as well and stuff, and we're doing a lot of film and stuff. We're doing some with Joe Torre now. I think Sean probably already put a bug in your ear about Louisville. But, yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of big things, man. We building content right now, and we're going to be launching in March. The TV.
I think that's wonderful. And I'm looking so forward to it. Sean did mention it to me, and congratulations. I think that's really exciting. I think 2021 is going to do well for a lot of us who've been, sitting at home, kind of trying to recreate and detour our lives, our careers into other directions. So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah,
and also, I got you on the home of stuff, y'all. I got another West Coast brother in the building and called in, dimed in, been on the line, and I thought his phone was off mute, and I'm going to get on the engineer. Give it up for Kerry Lee, coming time there in the building. What's up, Kerry Lee? You got Yo-Yo right there. Go. What you got to say, Kerry Lee?
Man, I almost fell asleep, man. What, I got 30 seconds left now, it look like, to say something. What up, man? He kept me on hold like I'm just a little man. Not about to fall. Hey, yo, how you doing, man, girl?
I'm doing amazing, Kerry. How are you? You know you're bigger than a little man.
Man, Sean left me on. I thank you, Yo-Yo. I appreciate the love, man. I'm sitting there in Ohio freezing, man. Freezing my butt off while y'all sitting in that Hollywood sunshine.
I'm in Jersey. It's a little cool out here. We just came from
watching the Steelers game.
Jersey. We're working on the School of Hip Hop, putting it online, and I'm excited about it. Kyrie Irving and Gaveway Turkey, and we're putting Yo-Yo School of Hip Hop online and the Intelligent Black Women's Coalition for the Young Girls. We're going to start doing sessions via Zoom with young girls. So that's starting up January, the first week of January after the new year.
That's what I'm talking about. We keep saying we got to do some things. I definitely want to be part of that. Anywhere I can help you, you got my assistance.
All right, since I got call time, Cassie is, and Yo-Yo definitely am, since we're in the overtime, and so I got a message from you for Yo-Yo. You got another sister by the name of Mama Cakes out of Ohio saying, go Steelers, go Steelers. McCordaway says she is definitely a Steelers fan, and she thanks you for being her Steelers sister and y'all getting it. And I want to say, since Kerry is definitely a Washington Redskin, I can't wait for those two teams to play.
Right. Well, thank you, sister. I appreciate it. And Sean has jumped ship. He used to love the Browns so much, but I guess I don't know what happened.
No, no, the Bengals. The Bengals. And I went back home, Oakland. Now we're the Vegas Raiders. Yes. I'm that. So you can't say we're not just on Blog Talk Radio. We're not just on Roku. We're just not on Android. We're not on just Apple TV. Well, thank you. Yo, thank you. You just pissing out and kicking me all out in the street, huh? Get my kids out of the street.
Yeah, we are in the building. The intelligent black woman is in the building. Say hello to everyone.
Hi. Hey, y'all. Hey, Sean. Yes, indeed.
Sean, real quick. First of all, I'm true and blue. I'm going to stay loyal to my Bears, even though I hate my quarterback and my coach sucks. But go Bears. But can I just drop a little dime about my nonprofit event that I'm trying to put on? Hopefully COVID cuts me some slack.
Keep it quick. I got 8 minutes on this overtime, and at least the store's going to pull the plug on me. Go ahead.
That's cool. I could go real fast. Ride for Kindness. Basically, Sean introduced me to World Kindness USA last year, and so I came up with an event called Ride for Kindness. I love my motorcycle. I think motorcycle riders get a bad rep, and so what I did was I put an event together called Ride for Kindness. We're going to ride from D.C. to Long Beach, California, start next year, June 5th through June 19th. Again, D.C. to Long Beach, California, coming to a city near you. And Sean is a part of this, and I would love Yo-Yo to be a part of this. I would love Lisa Ray. I would love both the Torrey brothers, Joe, Guy Torrey, but I really, would like some insight from Sean Curley, Mr. Curley. I don't know you, but, you've done it. You paved the way, and I could use some advice.
I'd love that.
Can we get out of here? Oh yeah, it's gonna be phenomenal. I will give you more information on that, Yo-Yo. Since Carrie Lee and Yo-Yo, since y'all from the West Coast, I want to launch or give a nugget. Can starting with you, Yo, can you give a nugget how to be successful during this pandemic?
A nugget that I have for being successful is to take a little time to educate yourself. I mean, there's so many classes online to just freshen your mind back up. I think it will just rejuvenate you. So while you have some downtime, step into a class or something, or, listen to some online stuff and, re-energize your creativity, because it's there for us all,
All right. There it is. Carrie Lee, call time. 3 minutes. Go ahead,
Carrie. Oh, man, just during this time, man, just take it to do something that you keep saying that you're going to do, you've been wanting to do, and finally to take the time to do it. You ain't got nothing but time right now. I'm sitting there writing a sitcom that I said was going to write for the longest, so I'm here in Dayton, Ohio now doing nothing but taking the time to do it, and I'm glad because now everybody else locked up like me.
Right. And Sean Curley, are you still there with us? Did I lose you, Curley? Sean Curley, did I lose you? I must have lost you. Okay, well, nevertheless, I just want to thank everybody for being on the show. Lisa Stewart. Lisa Stewart, where are you? She is gone. And we have 30 seconds. I just want to thank you both. Carrie Lee, you mean the world to me. Yo-Yo, you mean the world to me. And for all those that supported the Real Sean Ross live show at the end of the year, I want to say we love you. Make sure you get a bottle of that sweet red wine. And Carrie Lee, I'm bringing you a bottle tomorrow, bro, just on GP. And we'll be at you tomorrow in the Gym City. So if y'all want a bottle of that Sean Ross sweet red wine, because all the proceeds go to feed the homeless, make sure y'all get in touch with Carrie Lee. I don't know if I can give his number over the line. I don't think he want that. But inbox me or inbox Carrie Lee, and we're going to make it happen for you tomorrow. Thank you all those for tuning in. I want to thank my goddaughters, Tiffany and Sanai, for being a beacon of light, for making me a fat boy, for making milk and cookies for the last 5 years, and I'm still taking another 5 years to get them off. Love y'all from God for Central State. Thank you, the First Lady of the West Coast. Yo-Yo, thanks Lisa Ray McCoy. Thanks Joe Torrey. Thanks Lisa Stewart. Thanks Sean Curly Fries. Thanks Will Chandler checking in. Mark Bolden and everybody that supported the cause. We love you from God for Central State. Thank y'all. We out of here.